Why are you here? I mean, hi. Why are you here?
You live here.
Wow.
Of course, of course. Where else would you be? Of course you are here, because... Where else would you be? You are so... Am I coming in? I don't know. Maybe. Why aren't you at the exhibition? The exhibition. The exhibition of your work? Yeah, I know. I know all about it. Even though you tried to hide it from me. And that sounds like somewhat of an understatement, given that everyone knows. I mean, everyone knows. Everyone apart from me. Your best friend. Which, I'm not gonna lie, kinda stung. And by kinda stung, I mean really stung. Yeah, that was... I mean, I get it now. No. Don't close the door. Please. Don't. I was upset. I was more than upset because this is massive. This is amazing. This is everything you've been working for, and you didn't tell me. You didn't tell me. And you tell me everything. You tell me the big things, the little things, everything in between, and I tell you everything, but you didn't tell me about this. An exhibition at a really, really swanky gallery. This is massive, and you didn't tell me. Then I fought on it for a bit. And, maybe you were going to surprise me, because you like to do that. Even though I hate surprises, so I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and nothing. Just... It made me act weird. And I know that for you. And I know that the last couple of weeks have been really awkward. And I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I was just lost. Because I couldn't figure out why you wouldn't tell me. And, I've hated the last 2 weeks. I really hated every second of it. I wasn't going to say anything, but that's not really me, is it? So I decided to go to the exhibition, the secret exhibition that I wasn't meant to know about. I was going to, I don't know, confront you? Find out what you were hiding. And, well, you weren't there to confront, but, the painting was. Not that I confronted it, but the painting was there. The painting of me. The center of the exhibition. I mean, I think it was. I'm not really good with any of that. You're the artistic one. But it was the the center. It was... lit up. The center of attention. Everyone was going crazy about it. Well, everyone was going crazy over every piece of your artwork because you are an amazing artist, just so, you're amazing. And I should tell you that you've pretty much sold everything. Apart from the painting, because it wasn't for sale, because I heard the owner of the gallery said that you couldn't bear to part with it. And so I don't know art. I don't know my Monet from my... I only know that single painter. But you once told me that when you look at a painting, you see the emotions of the artist in the brushstrokes and the trace of color. And I always thought that was kind of bullshit. I mean, I never said it, but I thought it. But it's not bullshit. It's not bullshit. No, no, no. Please don't close the door. Please, 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 please. If you close the door, I will just throw myself at it and scream and shout until you open it again. And you won't open it. So that means that the neighbors will call the cops, and then the cops will be there when I do this, because I'm going to do this no matter what, because I saw it. I saw this massive, massive canvas, and it was so big. And it was of me, but it wasn't just of me. It was full of... I'm about to say something that might make you slam the door. It was so full of love and want and sadness. It was like I had never seen my own face before, because every feature was so lovingly painted. But in the eyes there was this sadness, this need. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't speak. All I could do was just look at it. Just look at it and just see everything that I felt, that I feel reflected. And then I just needed to see you. I needed to talk. I needed to tell you, but you weren't there. You weren't there. I thought you might be hiding in the back. But no. No, 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 no. You were at home. You were painting. Because that's how you deal with stress. And that's why I'm here, because I need to tell you. I need to tell you that you haven't shut the door, and that's a real good sign. Well, I'm taking it as a real good sign, because I'm about to say something that I have wanted to say forever but haven't said, because why? I don't know why. I don't know why. I can't think. I love you. I'm in love with you. I am so in love with you, but I've been scared to say anything. But I want And I need, and I hope you feel the same. I think you feel the same because of the painting, but I might really, really be wrong. And if I'm wrong, I've ruined everything, but you haven't shut the door. So that's a real good sign. Say it again. I love you. 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 And I know why you didn't tell me. I know why you didn't tell me about any of it. Because if I had seen that painting, I would have known. There's no way I couldn't have known because I feel it too. I'm just I love you so much. What? What am I doing? I'm telling you that I love you. Oh, why am I still on the doorstep? Does that mean that you love me too? Yeah, stupid question. So, does that mean I can come inside? Also a stupid question. I love you. I love you. I'll come here. You are such a wonderful artist. But I'm still so angry at you for not telling me. But so happy that I love you. What? Yeah, I think it went very well. I think you it was a wonderful, wonderful show. And you really should have been there. And next time you will be. Because I'll be there holding your hand. Stopping you from running away. I love you. Yeah, you're right. We should really bring this inside. I love you.